Spillikin is now appreciably harder than it sometimes was when we did it, because of the departure of the Spillikin. And in fact, the scriptures given in that book are slightly confusing, because we talked in terms of three overhangs. There was the first overhang, which is above the Spillikin, and that corresponds, I think, to what the book refers to as the second overhang, because there's another overhang which is level with the top of the Spillikin, which is now the crux, so that what we call the first overhang is just a subsidiary crux. And then there's what we call the second overhang, which you have to turn left to go by onto Scimitar, and that was the bit that we retreated on, or I retreated from the first time I tried it. We had three tries, we had the same four, Peter Kenny, Sean Lothery, Paul Hill and myself. First time we tried it, it was two separate ropes. Peter led one and I led the other. And we made a more direct route up to the Spillikin than the original fanfare. That was when we put a more direct route up, and I think Peter led the first rope on that one. And then we got to the Spillikin. And I had the first lash, and I climbed up to the what we then called the first overhang, got a pit and a little bit to the side, tried it a bit further up and decided to retreat. And then Peter went up there and got a slightly higher pitten in. I think it was to the left. And these were only protection pittens, but they were there. That was important. And so that's as far as we got that time. Then Peter and I just returned another day and just tried to finish off the upper bit. And this led to a certain amount of aggro, because Sean felt that we shouldn't have tried it without the other two of them. But anyway, we had a lash, and this time Peter had left behind his pitten. I climbed up to the first overhang and then made the critical move, which in fact wasn't too hard, so I had protection to the left over the first overhang, and then there was a nice wide crack which had holes at the back of it, but it wasn't too bad at all, and then one came up against the overhang. And I got a pitten in there then, and that would have protected me from traverse into Scimitar. But it was damp, and the weather did looked unpromising. And I got my hand onto the quartzy holes in Scimitar, and my reach is rather short, so I just didn't feel safe on it. So I retreated, leaving behind the protection pitten there, and came down. And then the fours came back to the third attempt, when we climbed the single rope up to the Spillikin. Peter then repeated that bit that I did and succeeded in making the move left to Scimitar. And then he climbed down up. It gets moderately easy until you get out to the ridge again, which is an appallingly airy situation. And he belayed himself there on a couple of dubious pittons. And I came up to him then, I climbed over him, I climbed left of him, I climbed right of him, and everything. And then, climbing over him, I think I got in a pit and slightly higher up, and then once that was there, I had the security to it. And then it, but the thing I do remark in that history of the thing is that in all that manoeuvring and this incredibly airy stance, Nightmare seemed to be at an amazingly easy angle by comparison. And there was the audience down on the rocks, emitted a cheer when we got over. And that really finished my climbing career. I didn't do much after. I didn't do anything significant really after Spillikin.
No, but what about Poison Glen? And the Delta Face.
I think most
yourself
of
yourself and Peter.
I think it was before. But I don't remember exactly.
Well, the Spillikin was 54.
But that's really all I have to say about that face. Betty was coming into her own really at that stage, and it was then that Betty added that really rather hard Sebastian that we had been faking around a little bit. And Betty with Pauline, who was appearing at that stage, did that Stanta.
What's it?
Stanta, yeah, which was a technically very hard.
It was awkward. It was poaching really, I think, to the hard pitch on that one.